if you look at the infrastructure that we have here in Donegal, a road network is probably one of the longest in the whole Free State. The government every year in turn gives us pennies, crumbs off a table to invest into the LIS scheme. If you look at the LIS scheme, the local improvement scheme, and the number of applicants that are there at the moment, there are something like 1,250 thereabouts applicants, sitting at roughly around 30 million, and that's not including the cost that has increased dramatically over this last couple of months. So on that scale, and if the government continues to give us money yearly in the same way that they have, it's going to take us 30, 40 years to reach what we have there, and not including the people that are applying on a regular basis to get their roads done. Their roads to people's homes, people who might have cancer, dialysis, ambulances, now docs. There are so many roads out there that badly need the attention, and people can't afford. If you look at the low wage base that we have here in Donegal, the people struggling to pay mortgages, unemployment, high immigration, and it's just not possible for people to be able to pay privately for the roads to get done themselves. So they depend heavily on the government to fund them. What are taxpayers' money? But unfortunately, what they're giving us is crumbs, pennies, and it's nothing more than patronising to our community.